replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening, everyone. Jeff Carrere here. It is another edition of He Said, She Said on the airwaves on WGSO. A big welcome to our friends joining us online at WGSO.com. Those joining us on the dial at 990 AM and on the mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio and Simple Radio apps, good to have you with us. We'll be accepting, welcoming your phone calls this hour. You can join us at 504-556-9696. And if you want to email any thoughts, comments, ideas, suggestions to me, please do so at jeff@wgso.com. Very pleased to have with us guest hosting this week. A woman's been doing a great job for us. Carol LaGreco is joining us here this afternoon. And Carol, how are you doing? Good evening.
Good evening. Doing well, and enjoy being here with you today.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. And I think Mimi will hopefully be back next week on the program, and we'll let everyone know about that as we get closer. But Carol has been filling in and doing wonderfully, and we appreciate it very much. So, a lot to talk about, Carol. We're, of course, a few days away from finding out whether there's going to be a veto override session. I know you've been following it closely, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think there's a good possibility, of course, you know, but I think it's very important that, you know, we continue to stay on our representatives just so they know how important this is to us.
And I think they do. I think they're hearing from us, and I think they're sort of a little bit taken aback. They've been hearing so much from people that they want this session. We want to override some of these vetoes, and that's a good thing when they hear from the public. I think we need to let them hear from us a lot more often. Also, this evening, want to follow, of course, as we check into the legacy of Edwin Edwards passing away today. At the age of 93 years old, four-term governor, 8 years in prison. Lots of reviews coming in, lots of condolences, and lots of people commenting on his life and the impact he had on Louisiana. How do you think he's going to be viewed when the history books are written about Edwin Edwards?
I think he's going to be colorful character. Politics.
Carol, we're having a little bit of trouble. I don't know if you are on a cell or if you're in a bad area. It's sort of going in and out, so hopefully we can get that fixed.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little better. Yeah, a little better. So okay. Go ahead, repeat that if you could.
So I said I think he's going to be known as another one of our colorful characters in our Louisiana history books, another Huey P. Long, character. I think that, you know, we're known for our colorful politics, and I think that's why people follow our politics here so much.
Colorful, yet would you say he helped the state? Did he move Louisiana forward? I mean, did he leave us in a better place than we were when he started?
Actually, I think he did do some very good things for our state. I think there were some things that weren't so great, but no one's perfect. And he actually admitted it. He was very bold in your face and told you up front what he did, who he was, and what he stood for.
Carol LaGreco with us, Jeff Carriere here. Our talk line 504-556-9696, as he said, she said, Mondays at 5 right here on WGSO. Also, of course, today we're 2 days away from qualifying beginning in all these municipal races in New Orleans, mayor, sheriff, clerk of court, also council members, including a council at large. Big hot race for council at large, interesting race for sheriff. There are going to be some candidates running for clerk. And it looks like Mayor LaToya Cantrell is going to have a few people challenging her, but none of them what you would call big political names, a lot of newcomers and underdogs. And my question to you is, LaToya Cantrell has got a 62% approval rating. New Orleans is one of the murder capitals of the nation. She's had a very checkered track record. Why do you think it's so hard for name people, very prominent politicians, from deciding to run against her?
Well, most people that I've talked to that fall into that category say, I don't want people to think I'm nuts. You know, unfortunately, people feel like, you know, it's the losing battle. Not that maybe they can't win, but with the politics the way they are in the situation, I don't think we have somebody like a Rudy Giuliani or somebody like that that would consider stepping up to the plate.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if a Rudy Giuliani could win in New Orleans, Carol. I mean, I don't know.
But that character, pardon me, that character.
Yeah. 504-556-9696. Also, big international news following what's going on down in Cuba. There are protests. People are now actually rising up against this brutal communist regime down there. And we've been waiting for the Biden administration really to give these people a lot of support, and really hasn't materialized. And I think it's a good thing that people are rising up against this brutal dictatorship. I hope more of it starts happening.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of Cuban Americans that, you know, I think they're voicing their opinions here as well. And I think that people are seeing what's going on in America and all the problems that we're having. And they see the riots and everything that's going on here and people taking action. And I think there are people all over the world getting ready to get into the game and stand up for what they believe in.
The New York Times says it, freedom is just an anti-government slogan. But Ron DeSantis is saying, hey, the people of Florida fully support the Cubans protesting this tyrannical regime. The communists down there ordering combat against the peaceful protesters. So they're trying to stamp it out. And boy, this is the most hopeful thing I've seen in Cuba in a long time, Carol.
I know. It's amazing. It's truly wonderful. And I hope they get some traction, and I hope they can get some support from the select President Biden.
Also, of course, COVID news. You've got now Gayle King on CBS saying that, you know, she's going to be banning unvaccinated family members from Thanksgiving because she's following Dr. Fauci's recommendation. And Dr. Fauci is sounding the alarm once again and saying the fact that the vaccines lack full FDA approval is merely a technical issue. And he's lecturing Americans, Carol, that there is no reason, no reason not to get vaccinated. Your thoughts?
That's a farce. Number one, it's an experimental shot. It is not an FDA-approved vaccination. And with these trials, everyone who is taking this shot is becoming a guinea pig. And it's very unfortunate because we are seeing many issues with people. Now, Johnson & Johnson just came out with a warning, and there's some neurological issues that are popping up, and there's concerns with that. And that's supposed to be one of the safest vaccinations.
Yeah, and we only have about 30 seconds left, but I want to ask you this. You know, as you see all this happening from January 6th, and now Nancy Pelosi is trying to set up Capitol police offices all over the country. They want to use Army surveillance equipment to monitor Americans and identify emerging threats. Do you think they're going to start thinking that people that are not for the vaccine could be a threat, Carol?
Oh, absolutely. I think just the next level to tyranny.
All right, we'll get into that, and certainly want to see what the Capitol Police are doing with their quote-unquote security measures. Carol LeGreco with us. You can join us at 504-556-9696. Jeff Cruer here. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-582-4604. 800-582-4604. 800-582-4604. That's 800-582-4604. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076. Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, Brandon Urlbeck will join us of YourSpot.com, the new competitor to Twitter and Facebook that believes in free speech and your right to have your own opinion. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO. All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said right here on the airwaves on WGSO. So U.S. Capitol Police will start using Army surveillance equipment to monitor Americans as part of a larger effort to, quote, improve security and turn the force into an intelligence-based protective agency. In the wake of the Capitol protests, last week, the USCP took possession of surveillance systems, ground missile units, fulfilling a request that the Defense Secretary approve the units capture high-definition video, night vision, etc. So, wow, it looks like we're going to be doing more surveillance. Also looks like the military is maybe going to be doing some surveillance of conservatives and saying, hey, see you later, get out of here, and maybe some purging in their ranks. So I don't know. It looks like it is not a comfortable time if you're a conservative Trump supporter and maybe someone with questions about these vaccines. Carol, am I being too alarmist here? What do you say?
No, I think you're on page with that one. I really think that it's something that every American needs to be concerned about, because we are losing our rights day by day by day. If anyone recalls that Biden had made a comment, I believe it was just last week or 2 weeks ago, when he said that, you know, if anyone wants to fight the government, you know, that they're going to have to come with military weapons. You know,
F-15, I think he said, and nuclear weapons, right? Yeah,
and nuclear weapons, yeah. And, you know, they have already weaponized their game. They have been out there monitoring us way before. And when you look at, you know, Bank of America, I believe it was, and American Express, it was turning over information on people who went to D.C. on January 6th. I am one of those people. I did not go in the Capitol, but I was there. And for the most part, it was extremely peaceful. People just wanted to be heard. And we were there to have our voices heard. And we were there for a agenda that was peaceful and was hoping would be productive. And the insurgents and the quote-unquote insurrection wasn't true Trump supporters. I'm not saying that some of them didn't get caught in that, but these people are not, you know, against the government. They are here for them, these people, we the people, to be represented.
504-556-9696. And finally, Rick Grenell, who served in the Trump administration, ambassador to Germany. He was also a head of DNI for a while. Says that federal action should be taken against those responsible for the unmasking of Tucker Carlson. This is a pretty serious case here, where the NSA was spying on him. And I think it's because possibly he's a critic of the administration. Grinnell says this is not legal, and says that action should be taken. And I'm wondering how many other people the NSA could be spying on, Carol.
I believe that the NSA is spying on all of us. If we don't realize by now, which is it is well known, that they surveil all of our phone calls, all of our records, and for 72 hours, that's held. So if something should come up, the NSA can pull anything you said, I said, he said, she said, and it's there. And they can use it against you.
Yeah, according to a source, he was informed by a whistleblower that the NSA intended to leak his emails to media outlets in an attempt to paint Tucker as a disloyal American and a Russian operative, a stooge of the Kremlin, all because he wanted to schedule an interview with Vladimir Putin. And it's really amazing. What has happened to these agencies, which, you know, we thought, we had been led to believe, were nonpartisan and supposedly objective and supposedly not getting involved in politics, Carol?
Well, it's been politicized, and it's been politicized for a long time. When we haven't had free, true elections here in America for couple of election cycles now, and we the people don't even realize we are being gaslighted and made to believe that what the media says is the truth. But when it all comes out, I mean, the media is not even discussing the Biden situation, and you know, that just gets washed under the bridge, and we've got a lot of issues with that. And you talk about Russia, what about China? China and the Bidens, and we're gonna accuse somebody who is trying to get the truth out to the people that he is a Russian spy.
I mean, it's amazing, and as you say, the Bidens seem to get away with anything they want to, as did the Clintons, as did the Obamas, as did all the people involved in Operation Crossfire Hurricane. I mean, it's a double standard of justice. They give a pass to the Antifa and BLM rioters and the people on January 6th in the Capitol, or thrown in prison, and some of them have been there for months. We've just got a justice system that is upside down, in my view, Carol.
Well, correct. And some of these people, there's no charges filed. Talk about trying to weed out the military. You've got military people that have been put in prison that are sitting in there that they don't even know what their charges are. And what's their life going to be like when they get out? Are they going to be able to go back to the military? I mean, that's one great way of weeding them out.
All right, let's get some calls in right now, and let's see who is first in line with us in this segment. And we go to our friend Matthew in Metairie, who's with us. Good evening, sir. How are you? Welcome aboard.
I'm doing well. So I was getting frustrated listening to Chad wondering about Kyle Ardoin's behavior. It's easy enough to figure out. Just think big stacks. You know, it's like, why is the FDA pushing this and the CDC pushing this vaccine on everything and everybody? Vaccinate yourself, vaccinate your wife, vaccinate your kids, vaccinate the squirrel, vaccinate the parakeet. Big stacks, baby. Big pharma, big stacks. And
okay.
It's just corruption, pure and simple.
Okay.
You know, maybe Kyle Ardoin's wife has a charitable trust or something. I don't know. A normally functioning news media would be trying to find this stuff out. But our
right.
local news media is probably just as bad as the national news media.
Well, we used to have a lot of investigative reporters, Matthew, and they really don't exist anymore. And most of these members of the media have an agenda. And it's not really getting to the truth. It's not really digging. It's not really investigating. It's like promoting a certain
precisely.
Agenda. Yeah. All right, my friend. Appreciate. Yeah, go ahead. You have anything else?
It won't be too much longer before belief that carbon dioxide is not, in fact, the big scary greenhouse gas. That will be one of the things that gets you put on a list.
Gotcha. All right, my friend.
Ciao.
Matthew in Metairie, 504-556-9696. Here is a mystery, Carol. I want to get your thoughts on this. The president of Haiti assassinated at his home last week by a group of mercenaries. Did you know that he had recently declined the AstraZeneca vaccine, citing widespread side effects in Europe? So Haiti was the only country in the Western Hemisphere not to accept the COVID shot. Days after his murder, the White House press secretary announced that the U.S. would be sending COVID vaccines to Haiti. Burundi, the president there, was also the president of Burundi also mysteriously died back in June. And he had declined the vaccines as well, as did the president of Tanzania, who died of a, quote, heart ailment. Just sort of an interesting three presidents declining the vaccine. All three are now dead. Any connection there, Carol?
Oh, I would not doubt it one bit at all. As the plot thickens, as they say.
I think it's something that you're not going to hear anything about from the media. I mean, nobody's going to report this. Nobody's going to connect those dots.
No, I don't think so. It doesn't matter because it doesn't fit the media's agenda.
All right, Carol, we're going to have a brief timeout. A lot more coming your way. Hang on. We'll be right back. We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 50-
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. A week after he entered hospice, former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards took his final breath this morning at the age of 93. The former four-term governor died at his home in Gonzales, surrounded by close family and friends. Funeral arrangements are pending. Advocate reporter Tyler Bridges remembers former Governor Edwin Edwards, who says he was the most important political figure in Louisiana since Huey P. Long.
Bridges says Edwards really had that it factor that allowed him to survive and even thrive through multiple scandals, but he wonders if Edwards could have had the same kind of career today.
His humor would not have worked with the importance of political correctness in our society today.
And Bridges says while Edwards enjoyed broad popular support, the state did remain at the bottom of most rankings by the end of his tenure.
For all of his achievements, it's hard to really measure that the state jumped forward during all of his time in power.
I'm Matt Doyle.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Hurricane season is here, and now's the time to prepare. This is Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan reminding you that no matter where you live in Louisiana, you face the threat of property damage from severe weather. Protect yourself by checking if you have flood insurance and reviewing your home and business insurance policies. Don't wait until severe weather strikes. Call us at 1-800-259-5300 or visit our website at ldi.la.gov. ldi.la.gov.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can't afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes...
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to JW.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress. So for me, I would have been scrambling if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on JW.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Cruer here. It is, he said, she said on WGSO. That was a long break. We're back with you. Carol Labreco with us, and we're taking your phone calls at 504-556-9696. We'll throw in some other issues, Carol, but without further ado, let's go to the phone calls, and we welcome our friend, the Cajun Buccaneer. Cajun Buccaneer, how are you, sir? Welcome.
I am greatly blessed, and so are you. Let me repeat that. I am greatly blessed, and so are you. But it's time for us to wake up, America. We need to help Texas, Arizona, Louisiana, Nevada, all these other border states finish and defend America's people, our border walls, too, because that's where they're leaking in. That's where they're coming in. At this very moment, every day and every night, more and more of our friends, family, and coworkers are assaulted, attacked, robbed, raped, and murdered by MS-13, burning, looting, and murdering, Antifa, death, mask-wearing, Nazi socialist, demonic snake rats from hell. Not coincidentally. Let me say that again. Not coincidentally. On purpose, planned, more and more of our friends, family, and coworkers have severely painful side effects, suffer and die from evil vampire multiple vaccinations. Not even want to vaccinate all your children, too. Do not mask up. Never, ever roll up your sleeves and vaccinate. Do you want to be a mask slave and a vampire? Submit to godly law and Jesus Christ. Resist all devils, and America will be safe and free again. Amen. So be it.
All right, Cajun Buccaneer. Our talk line, 504-556-9696. Carol, some breaking news. Democrats are fleeing on a private jet, leaving the state legislature in the Texas so that they will not vote on a voting rights bill that is going through the state legislature. So last thing Democrats want is anything to improve election integrity. So they're flying to get out of Austin so the legislature can't pass election integrity. And it's another trick these Democrat politicians are pulling. So I don't know if Texas is ever going to be able to improve their elections there.
Well, can't the governor actually do something about that? I had heard when they were discussing prior that the governor was going to call them back or fine them, I believe it was, for not staying to vote. And I'm not sure what the rules are in the legislature in
Texas. This is a special session that the governor called because the last time they fled the Capitol when they were trying to vote on the voting rights bill. So this is a special session that he called them back for, and now they're leaving again. So even though Republicans have the majority, Republicans should be able to pass this. I think without the Democrats there, they can't get it through. So they're stymieing any kind of positive legislation there.
Well, actually, if there's enough people that are Republicans that can vote on this, then this is a good thing because it shows them, the Dems, you know, for who they are, and come midterms, you know, they can be voted out.
Well, this is for the state legislature, so I don't know when the next, I think it's next year when the electors, state legislators in Texas will be up for re-election. So you had 58 Democrat members of the state house leave Austin to fly to D.C. on two private jets. It cost $100,000 to charter. Because they left, the Texas House doesn't have a quorum of two-thirds of lawmakers present, can't hold votes. So they're not going to be able to get anything done. Texas Democrats do expect Texas Rangers to track them down and get them to vote, get them to return. How much is that going to cost to get Texas Rangers to track these people down? Jen Psaki said that some White House officials may meet the Texas Democrats in D.C. and called the new voting laws in Texas, quote, the worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War. Unbelievable.
That's a joke.
Unbelievable. In Georgia, the Democrats were as crazy there, and they're calling what Georgia passed Jim Crow 2.0.
They're all a bunch of clowns in D.C.
Yeah, well, and the Democrats are a bunch of clowns in Texas and in Georgia and many of these other places, and I would say Louisiana, too. 504-556-9696. President Trump coming out with a statement saying, I stand with the Cuban people. While Joe Biden says nothing, President Trump is saying that he stands with those fighting for liberty there in Cuba. And, of course, you know, the Biden administration reversed some of the sanctions that President Trump had placed on Cuba. Because I guess Democrats love working with communists. I guess that's the only conclusion I can reach there, Carol.
Well, it shows who the true president really is. A man who's got guts to stand up for the people and do things that not everybody likes, but what's best for our country and best for the people and people from all around the world. It's not always just what's best for us. We come first, America first. But a lot of these decisions that were made and agreements that President Trump had made are actually good for people from all over the world.
Very true. Very true. All right. Let's get some more calls in. Other issues we'll squeeze in as well. A big victory for President Trump at the CPAC straw poll. I don't know if you saw the results, Carol. He carried 70% of the vote. Ron DeSantis came in next with 21%. Nikki Haley, it was good to see. Nikki Haley got 1%. And everybody else got 1%. Mike Pompeo, Kristi Noem, Tucker Carlson, Ted Cruz. The only one not to get 1% was Ron DeSantis. He got 21%. So for me, the perfect ticket in 2024 would be Trump DeSantis. What do you think of that ticket?
Well, I love the ticket, but I did hear that there could be some issues with the election because of the number of votes with two people in one state coming from the same state. That would be my only concern, and I'm not familiar with that, and I'd have to find out if that would bring up any issues or take away votes in the Electoral College or something.
Well, yeah, and I guess they would have to maybe make some accommodations. Maybe the president could register to vote in New Jersey. I mean, he's got a home there so that you wouldn't have both the president and Ron DeSantis from the same state. So I don't know. But anyway, I think it's a strong ticket. I hope they can make it happen. But let's go to the phone lines right now. And our friend Keith is, oh, we lost Keith. Let's go to Mark, who is with us. In Gretna. How you doing, Mark? Welcome aboard. Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, real quick. I mean, I've said this before on your morning show, Jeff. I just want to get your guest take on this. It seems to me, since the rollout of the vaccines, what was that, maybe January, Jeff? You know, it seems to me everything I'm seeing on social media, my friends, my network of people, elderly, you know, their grandparents, their aunts, their grandfathers and whatnot, I'm seeing so much rest in peace, prayers, please. Sadly, someone passed away, you know, and honestly, I look further into it, Jeff, and it's like they're not super young. I mean, not super old, excuse me. And, you know, it correlates very well with the rollout of the vaccines. It's almost like everything's inverted. You know, like last year at this time, everything was locked down. All the events were canceled, all the concerts, all the sports.
Right.
The city was a ghost town. New Orleans was a ghost town downtown. And they were saying there were body bags in New York and, you know, the bat suit variant. So it's like everything's inverted. I want to get your take on that. And if you've noticed this trend, too, because, you know, the thing is, it's not like you can comment on someone's post about their deceased grandmother. Like, oh, well, did it have anything to do with the vaccine? Because, of course, it's going to come off as insensitive. But to me, it seems pretty clear. I've seen.
Do you have any people in your circle, Mark, where the family members tell you that they died right after taking the vaccine? I mean, I have two friends of mine who say that their moms died after taking the vaccine. So
I'll say this, Jeff. My parents both took it. I can't believe they did it. But since then, their legs have been shutting down on them. Now, I've been noticing a lot of the older people who've taken the shots who haven't died, quote unquote, yet, have had massive thrombosis or leg issues. And that's commonly when I get to talking about vaccines with older people, I go, well, how are your legs feeling? And 9 out of 10 of them, Jeff, say my legs are killing me, you know? So that's one that I hope that kind of answers your question. I do know one guy who was about 48 years old. He was a little overweight, but I would say he wasn't in a demographic that would per se die the next day, but he got on a ventilator and he died. I would say the ventilators are dangerous. If you get to the point where you're in a hospital and you get on a ventilator, you're in trouble. Cause I knew
that's
him.
That's what I've heard.
He passed, and I've heard some other stories regarding the ventilator. So, but yeah, I've heard a lot of issues with legs if they haven't died, but it's one of those things, Jeff, when they pass away, it's not like you go to the funeral walking around and you're going, hey, well, which vaccine do they take? Cause it comes off too insensitive, and that's why it's like
No, I understand. Reason I knew is I was told by, in one case, the son, in the other case, the daughter. So, I mean, they were upfront about it. They told me about it. So it's up to them to be able to talk about it if they want to. There is a very interesting story, and thank you, Mark, and we'll get Carol's take when we come back. A family of a London dad paralyzed after his first dose of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine says the British healthcare system has callously continued to text him about a second dose despite his condition. The father of two was reportedly fit and healthy prior to receiving his first dose. Now he's paralyzed, and they keep texting him about getting the second dose. Well, he can't because he's paralyzed. 504-556-9696. Come join us. Jeff Carrere here. Carol LaGreco with us. As he said, she said on the airwaves on WGSO. And have a brief time out. Take care of some business. We'll be right back.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-582-4604. 800-582-4604. 800-582-4604. That's 800-582-4604. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-494-2058. 800-494-2058. 800-494-2058. That's 800-494-2058.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said, Jeff Currier here. Carol LaGreco joining us, filling in for Mimi this evening, doing a great job with us. And Carol, any comments before we take some more phone calls?
Yes. Isn't the only isolated incident. We are hearing of these situations everywhere. I mean, literally, a couple of months ago, I think in April, there was a young man, I think he was only 40-something years old in Mississippi, that he suffered a stroke caused by a blood clot in the artery of his brain, and he has 7 children. This is a guy from Mississippi after one dose with the Johnson & Johnson vaccination. So, you know, we want to say, you know, maybe one vaccination is worse than the other. This is only one shot. This is two shots. We're going to need 3 shots. But it's really kind of scary when you look at that there are multiple issues and multiple different vaccinations that, you know, we're all, like I said earlier, we're guinea pigs, and it's really scary when government thinks that they can come knocking door to door to educate us on the vaccination, to coerce us, which is illegal,
right,
coercing us into taking a shot that hasn't even been approved by the FDA yet.
So what are you going to do if the vax squad comes to your door, Carol?
Well, I'm not going to answer, but if I do mistakenly answer the door, I'm going to tell them, I'm sorry, but I don't want to speak to you, and bye-bye. They can't come in my home. They don't have the right to illegally come into my home. They don't have the right to jab me with a needle. I can close the door in their face and say thank you very much, but no thanks.
But, by the way, yeah. I don't know if you heard over the weekend, you know, we've got all these threats and all this very, very troubling behavior from the government. Over the weekend, the FBI encouraged Americans to snitch on their own family members and friends, tweeting out this, quote, family members and peers are often best positioned to witness signs of mobilization to violence, help prevent homegrown violent extremism. And they give a website, learn how to spot suspicious behaviors and report them to the FBI. So I guess the suspicious behavior might be going to a Trump rally, Carol. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, on Facebook, there is a group that is advertising, and I think it's either Leave America or Quit America, and it's a group that actually tells you how to intervene with people who may have these tendencies or may, you know, experiencing issues that would make them become extremists.
504-556. Yeah, wow. To check that out. Let's get to some phone calls, and let's go to Alec, who checks in with us. Alec, how are you? Welcome aboard. Good evening.
Jeff, you're doing a great job on your show. Just need a little dash of Tabasco.
Okay. All right.
I want to thank your friend, the Flaming Conservative, for calling this morning and complimenting me on my journalistic career. This is the late, great Alec Gifford speaking from the New Scene 8 Studios.
From beyond the grave, right? Okay. All right. Well, Alec, thank you for joining us from beyond the grave. That's Alec Gifford. We also have another caller from beyond the grave. This is the one and only, the Silver Fox himself, calling in, Fast Eddie. Oh, some called him the Silver Zipper. The one and only former Governor Edwin Edwards calling in this morning. Sorry about your passing, Governor.
Well, I am too. I was looking forward to laisser le bon temps rouler with you and your new lovely wife.
Well, and, you'll be there in spirit, my friend. You'll be there in spirit.
And I'm meeting up with a few old friends of yours, like John Hankel.
Oh, yeah.
Who helped you so much politically.
That's right. That's an old friend. Yes. Lots of legends down there. Jimmy Fitzmaurice, probably meeting up with him.
Yeah, my former lieutenant governor.
Yes.
Of course, I didn't exactly lift too many fingers to help him out.
No, you didn't.
When he lost crooked election. Oh, wait, yes. I'm sorry. Elections cannot be crooked.
No.
I forgot that. That's part of the new orthodoxy in America. It is never possible to steal an election.
Well, I'll have to say.
I did a pretty good job against Bennett Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting lots of plaudits, lots of praise. People are going to miss you. We're giving you credit for being colorful and one of a kind and someone that we'll never see the likes of again, Governor.
I don't know. I have a son, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know he was in politics, but okay.
Well, not yet, but...
Oh, the 8-year-old. Okay.
Well, yeah. Edwards right. In 43.
There, there you go.
He could never be as colorful as you.
No one could. We're gonna miss you. You're one of a kind.
To live up to.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I cared more for the women of Louisiana than any other governor in our state's history.
I would say that's probably very true. Very true. Well, Governor, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, and rest in peace, my friend. Enjoy all your friends down there. Up there, up there, right. That is former Governor.
I caught that earlier.
Yeah. Right. All right, Carol, well, up against the clock, only about 30 seconds left. Any final comments we'll leave you with?
Yes. Back to the door-to-door vaccinations, a friend of mine brought up a very interesting point. If we can pay for people to go door-to-door to talk people into the vaccination, why can't we find out how many people are registered to vote in each household at the same time and if they're legal or illegal immigrants in those homes? And we could get our census done all at one time.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. That's called efficiency. I don't know if they would like that. That's just way too efficient. Way too efficient. All right, thank you, Carol. Great job. Thanks to all of our friends who joined us. Another He Said, She Said coming next Monday at 5 and Ringside Politics on your way tomorrow morning. See you then.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. We all know a clean home is a beautiful home, but mold, mildew, algae, oxidation, dirt can ruin your curb appeal and devalue your investment. Who can you trust to provide a safe and effective process that uses appropriate detergents and soft water pressure that are designed to rid surfaces of these unwanted elements? The team at Cutting Edge Pressure Washing. They use the soft wash method, which is proven safe, gentle, and non-abrasive. It is a superior cleaning alternative to the harmful effects of standard power washing. This process uses biodegradable solutions to safely clean exterior surfaces. Do you need help with your vinyl, stucco, hardy board, wood, or brick surfaces? Cutting Edge Pressure Washing can help you. They can also clean driveways and patios, decks, and fences. Their commitment is backed by a 100% guarantee. So call them at 888-814-DIRT. That's 888-814-DIRT. Or check them out at 504pressurewash.com.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.